This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show this Sunday morning. Beautiful day. Glad you're joining us here. Jason Laidler with the world-famous Ted Walashin. As usual, good morning, Ted. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Happy Labor Day weekend, one and all. Of course, at this time of the year, normally it's a sad time of the year because the kids are getting ready to go back to school.
That's not sad.
But the kids aren't going back till like the 9th. And secondly, the saddest time part of the whole end of this month,
yes,
is the fact that the C&E would be closing, but it didn't even open. So
what's the C&E? Oh, that thing that used
Canadian
to happen in
National
the city.
Canadian National Exhibition.
Yeah.
You spent part of your youth there. You must have.
It's been a long time. I can't say I've never been there, but, you know, once or twice.
When you were a kid. Yeah. I worked there when I was like 13, 14 or something.
Wow.
My father had a friend who, he was in the insurance business, but he also
That's
had-
cool.
In the summertime, yeah, exactly. It's going to tie right in. Well, in the summertime, he ran a booth in the Midway. It was one of those where you had to drop the wooden rings over the Coke bottle, and you'd win these big stuffed dogs.
Uh-huh.
And they had this looped music going all day long. Doggy, doggy, who wants a doggy? Look at these doggies.
Wow.
Doggy, doggy. All day long.
I thought you were going to say at a booth selling life insurance or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And the lineups were right around the block.
Because there's
nothing says C&E like buying life insurance.
Okay, well, we've got a great show, of course.
I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
Because we talked about, you mentioned insurance very briefly, and that's what our guest is all about.
Well, I probably shouldn't say that because, you know, every time I'm talking about moving the money over to the insurance company and reinvesting it there, people think I'm trying to sell life insurance. And I have to repeat over and over and over again, we're not talking about life insurance here on the show. We are talking about using the insurance company.
That's right.
But it's not for life insurance reasons.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, and I didn't mean to imply that.
But I'm glad that, you know, again, I got the opportunity to clarify that again because it comes up all the time. It's just, it's an investment solution provided by one or all the insurance companies, you know, in the country. They're all competing, of course.
I don't think people realize how many different options life insurance companies have other than just life insurance.
I always say,
and we'll find that out.
Occasionally say here that the insurance companies today have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks do. And we'll dive into that a little bit deeper.
That's the first question I'm going to ask my guest. Is that in fact true,
what Jason
is saying? Or maybe we can catch out on a live right off the top
of the show. Our guest today is very clever. She knows what she's talking about. She's here representing Industrial Alliance, but we'll let her explain some of that in more detail. I think we're going to go right to our first break here. It's a good time to top up your tea or coffee and get back with us right after this break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Walsh, and he is Jason Laidler. He is the president and founder of Avoid Probate, and you can get a hold of him during the course of the week. Several different ways. You will, if you can, or you can, if you wish. That's what I meant to say. Text him, or email him, I should say, at info@avoidprobate.ca. That's info@avoidprobate.ca. Or you can call toll-free 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Any questions that you have, Jason will answer them for you. Not me, because I'm not a professional, thank God. I'm truly looking forward to chatting with our guest today for a number of different reasons. The first question I will be asking, you already know what it is because you heard the intro. She's a wholesaler at Industrial Alliance, Angelina Bassara. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
So Jason was saying at the outset of the program that insurance companies offer more investment opportunities than anyone else. Is that true?
It could be. In our case, it is.
There you go. There you go. I thought I had him there. Now, tell us exactly what Industrial Alliance is and what a wholesaler is.
Ted, you got to get up earlier than this to catch me, you know, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Next week. What is Industrial Alliance and what is your job function as a wholesaler?
Yeah, thank you very much, Ted. So Industrial Alliance Financial Group is one of Canada's largest insurance and wealth management companies. You can actually find us on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker IAG.TO. Right now, we're currently hovering around $73 a share, I believe, which was up significantly in the last year. So we're definitely publicly traded. You can find us on Google, and a little bit more about us is on the investment side is as you had mentioned earlier, we do partner with a lot of sub-advisor partners such as Fidelity, PIMCO, Loomis Sales, Van City, BlackRock, Renaissance, Jarlowski Fraser, and Dynamic. So we have a ton of different partners that we have on our platform available to investors.
Which means you're picking and choosing some of the best investment companies on the planet.
Absolutely.
To partner with.
Absolutely. So yeah, Fidelity is
everyone's heard of Fidelity.
Everybody knows them. Exactly.
They're one of the biggest, right?
Exactly.
Okay. In Industrial Alliance, I often get asked, how long they've been around, where are they? People are shocked when I tell them that, what is it, 130 years now or something
exactly,
like that?
Exactly, yep. 1892. Wow.
1892.
Originated in Quebec, of course.
But is a national player. They're not just out
absolutely.
Of Quebec anymore, right? Clients and advisors coast to coast to coast.
Correct, yep.
I guess, is Toronto one of the bigger hubs for the...
Well, yeah, so naturally it would be Quebec and then Toronto okay. And, of course, Vancouver, but we've had a lot of traction in the Prairies and the Atlantic as well. Again, we're a very strong company, and I think our brand presence has really grown, especially in light of the pandemic. So when you think of institutions that are global, a lot of them have call centers in different parts of the world, mm-hmm. whereas IA is mainly national. So we're not transferring your calls overseas. There's no interruption in any business. Processing of business happens daily and nationally mm-hmm. on our land. So definitely helps in terms of our procedure and making things a bit smoother.
And the job of a wholesaler, let's talk about that for a minute, because I refer when I'm meeting with clients or prospects and I talk about, because they'll say, well, why IA? We'll call Industrial Alliance IA just to be short, because that's what it is. And I often explain to the client, because I am an independent advisor. I keep reminding the listeners I'm independent, but I have preferences as to, you know, which carrier, and I want to explain, well, this is my preference is this, and I have to explain why. And often I say part of what's important that the listeners don't realize is the support that I get, right? I'm there to give the client support, of course, and help them with their financial planning. But it's really important, the background support that the advisor receives, because something could go wrong. There could be a mistake somewhere. Somebody doesn't misunderstand something. Or there's a fire to put out somewhere, and I need to be able to put that fire out. And guess who I call? Guess who I call, Ted?
Myself.
Yes.
Speed dial. I got Angelina on speed dial.
He certainly does.
And a wise move at that.
Because the wholesaler's job is what?
So my job specifically is to really support advisors like yourself. I'm in the independent channel as well. So, you know, you have ton of different options in Toronto, Ontario, and Canada in terms of carriers and companies to partner with. But really, my job is to ensure that you're getting the support on, you know, whether it's from our estate planning division or our legal tax division, or even our portfolio managers. So my job really is to liaise between you and those folks to get this business placed seamlessly and correctly.
Right.
Angelina Basra is our guest. She is a wholesaler at Industrial Alliance. Here's a scenario for you, Angelina. I have $100,000 that I now have in my possession. I'm working with Jason. Together, we come to you and I say, okay, what can you do for me with my $100,000 in today's market? Where would that money go? Where would you put it?
Yeah, so great question. At the beginning of the call, I alluded to our partners, Fidelity, PIMCO, Loomis Sayles and Jarlowski, mm-hmm. Fraser and BlackRock as an example. Just like you would take that money and pop that into the stock market, whether it's in ETFs directly purchasing from Vanguard or BlackRock, we're just taking your money and putting an insurance wrapper on it. So we're no different than all these other asset managers, which I just named. We're simply insuring your investments. And so in terms of the different solutions that we can offer you, we go one step further than the banks. And by the way, I thought I'd mention I also used to previously work at the bank. Mm-hmm. We go one step further and ensure that there are estate protections around that investment. So obviously our key client here would be high net worth older individuals, right, that have accumulated a large nest egg and they're interested in protecting it, of course.
And are facing potential probate problems.
Probate, whether it's creditor protection, so potential bankruptcies, business owners, that sort of thing, or, you know, individuals that find themselves in precarious situations with, you know, lovers and certain things that require more privacy concerns.
Yeah, we have talked about privacy on the show here a few times. It's very important for some people, of course, for different reasons, to because the probate process is a public process. And anybody can go to the courthouse and pull up request the documents on any will that's been processed in Ontario and read the fine print and see who got what and who didn't get what and what the value of the estate was. And that's something some people want to hide.
Absolutely.
For good reasons. Like, yeah, for good reasons.
Absolutely. And we see that often as a key motivator to be invested in some of our products here at IA.
I definitely want to dive into what some of the solutions look like a little deeper. But before we do that, you know, Ted was teasing a little bit about the number of investment options. You know, when you're talking about these solutions, mainly we're talking about something called segregated funds, right? Short form is seg funds. And very much like what a lot of people would call a mutual fund that they are familiar with at the bank. But the insurance world's version is a little different. Because as you say, we're providing an extra layer of protection with an insurance wrapper. And that can be this 100% death benefit guarantee that I've referred to a few times here on the show. And I think that is something widely misunderstood and unknown, that there is an option to guarantee your capital 100% as long as you're under the age of 85. Is that correct?
Yep, 100%.
And so therefore, it really takes the risk out of the investment. I mean, you can sleep at night knowing that even if there's some geopolitical event or something that happens and the markets take a setback, you don't have to worry about that because with your 100% death benefit guarantee, your heirs and your beneficiaries are going to get, 100% of your investment,
yeah.
If not more.
Correct, yeah.
Were you? I don't know exactly what you did in your past life at the bank. Were you involved in estate settlements at all?
I was to a certain degree, yeah. I did get to see some of those transactions happen, and I do have experience with a lot of commonalities that I see happen day to day that could be avoided, which I think we're going to go into.
So during the time that you worked for the bank, you were aware of what was happening with a lot of people in terms of dealing with probate in that they were taking their money, withdrawing their money, and taking it into insurance.
Yep.
Companies. Was that one of the reasons that you decided to leave the bank to enter the insurance industry?
You know, that's a great question. Primary motivating factor is IA is a fantastic company. And you can just look at that, let's go down to the basics. You can check us out on the TSX, see what we're trading at. We're really providing that value to shareholders, right? And you really can't do that any other way without being a fantastic company to work for and really considering the bottom line and providing solutions to clients. part of the reason that motivated me to move to IA is our position in the marketplace in Canada. So we've been pretty much number one in net sales. So that's net already including and factoring in redemptions since 2016. So we are a top shop. And as much as we see money moves around very, you know, very quickly, depending on what's going on in the economy, things have been quite good at IA since 2016, and we're not seeing any slowdown.
All right. Our guest is Angelina Basra. She is with the Industrial Alliance. She is a wholesaler with Industrial Alliance. And after these words, we'll come back and share more with you on Avoid Probate.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Our story begins when Marilyn paid a visit to her mom's bank. She noticed something odd.
She had 100% of her money tied up in GICs, making 1%. It wasn't enough to sustain her. She was dipping into her capital big time.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs as she ages. She had acquired power of attorney.
No, you can't do anything with her accounts. They're in her name.
And that was that.
I was overwhelmed by everything. I didn't know what to do.
That's when Jason from avoidprobate.ca stepped in.
There was a sense of urgency because Marilyn's mother is no spring chicken. This process takes time, and I didn't know how much time we had.
He walked me through what I should do when I went to the bank, what I should say to them.
Not only that, Jason went with Marilyn to the bank.
They weren't happy that I was sitting across the table from them in the office, and they knew that we were trying to move this money. But I knew that we had a right to do that, and it was the right thing to do. Persistence paid off, and we got the transfer done in time. So many seniors have these GICs at the bank. They will be probated. They will be frozen. They're paying next to nothing. And they're locked in with maturity dates. It drives me crazy. I don't understand why anybody buys these things. There are much better options out there. And sometimes we can do this transfer at no cost to the account holder.
Should you get in touch with avoidprobate.ca?
Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca because, by definition, you can't put a beneficiary on a non-registered account at the bank. You can put a beneficiary on a non-registered account at an insurance company. The rules are different.
I felt that the banks thought I was a thief, but Jason made me feel so much better. I know we've done the right thing.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number, but call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Have the conversation with your parents and avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back and a good morning to you. I'm Ted Walshin. He is Jason Laidler. He is the founder and president of Avoid Probate, which makes a lot of sense for him to be here because this is, of course, the Avoid Probate Show. Should you have a question or a comment that you would like to pass along to Jason, you may do so in several manners. You can email him at info@avoidprobate.ca, that's one word, info@avoidprobate.ca, or call toll-free during the course of the week, 1-844-667-7628. That's 1-844-667-7628. In case you didn't get that information, we'll pass it along to you again as we proceed through this program, Jason.
Yep, thanks for that, Ted. I'm sitting here with Angelina, the wholesaler my favorite wholesaler from Industrial Alliance. And just before the break, we were talking about, I think, some of the options and some of the level of security and that the insurance companies can provide. I know that I saw, I don't know if it was a marketing piece or whatever you want to call it, but it was a document produced by, who was it produced by, Angelina, that Q1 thing comparing the top 20 funds.
You're probably referring to the Investor Economics Report.
Investor Economics Report. Yeah. Thank you very much. So that's a third party that does an analysis of what's happening with the investments that insurance companies are providing. And as of the end of Q1 of this year, which is pretty fresh still, it showed the top 20 investment options that were offered by the top dozen insurance companies, top carriers in Canada. And Industrial Alliance had 9 out of 20, which is amazing. And what's even more amazing, Industrial Alliance had 4 out of the top 5, including the number one spot, which is that U.S. equity fund that I love so much. And strongly recommend to probably 95% of my clients. This thing did over 40% last year, Ted.
What?
Over 40% return.
Wow.
Actually, I checked the number today. The 1 year number, yeah, it's crazy. But and of course, you know, you can say that's a blip. Well, it is a blip, 40%. But it's a fund that holds all the biggest names on the planet. When you're talking about like Apple and Microsoft and PayPal and Netflix and Amazon and et cetera, right? The list goes. But it's still, I don't like to talk about rates of return very much, but it's, I think it's important for most people to be exposed to that. And again, getting back to the 100% death benefit guarantee, you know, that takes some of the risk out of having some of your money in that market, because as you were explaining before, if you've got that guarantee, you don't need to worry if you get hit by a bus on the day, you know, your market value is down, the insurance company tops it up for you, and for your beneficiaries get 100% of your capital. In terms of, you know, how safe the insurance companies are, that's the question I get all the time. And I understand, because, you know, there's a bank on every street corner, and people are familiar with the banks. Doing financial planning through the insurance company is a bit of a foreign concept for a lot of people. And so I get the question, well, how safe is it? And what you tell us in terms of solvency ratio, like that's one measure of the financial institution's strength and stability, right?
That's correct. Yep.
And what do the numbers look like that you've got?
So if we're talking about some of the big banks, I mean, you know, there's RBC and TD, they're usually neck to neck, right, in terms of their numbers. But, you know, thinking about our solvency ratio, what you're referring to is the liquidity ratio, that's hovering around 130%. If we're taking, say, RBC as an example, their liquidity coverage ratio is at about 129%. So very, very close to IAs. In terms of the leverage ratio, same idea, you're hovering right under 5%. And then there's the CET ratio, which is the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio, which is about 12% for RBC and close to 14% for IA. So in terms of overall leverage, we're not taking more leverage than we should in the event. And of course, this matters in the event of a market downturn. We have enough assets to cover our liabilities.
Right.
And so same concept applies to clients when they're trying to keep their utilization rate on their credit cards lower than 30%, right?
Okay, so this is talking about the stability of Industrial Alliance, the company itself. What the listeners need to understand, though, is when we do the transfer from the bank and we move the money over so that we can put a beneficiary on it and avoid the probate, that money is being invested not in Industrial Alliance. Industrial Alliance is like the trustee.
Right.
Right? I mentioned that U.S. equity fund that did 40%. You're buying those companies. Or whatever is in the underlying seg fund. We talked about seg funds at the beginning. You know, it could be, it doesn't have to be the US fund, it could be the Canadian equity fund.
It could be Fidelity, it could be our partners PIMCO,
yeah,
Jarlowski Fraser.
If you're buying the Canadian equity fund, you're buying all the banks anyway.
Yep.
Right? What else is in the Canadian equity fund besides all the banks, the
banks,
financials,
energy, utilities,
Bell Canada, and Canadian Tire.
Yep.
And Bombardier. Right? I think that's the whole fund. I
mean, yeah.
Basically. So, because it is obviously a smaller market than the U.S. or the global market, right? There's global funds.
Yep.
There's Asian funds.
Mm-hmm.
There's any sector specific. And this comes up often because somebody will say to me, well, I have individual shares
mm-hmm.
at a brokerage account. Can I transfer those shares? And unfortunately, I have to say the insurance company is not set up to accept brokerage accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to move those assets, that requires a sale of those shares.
Right.
Which could trigger a tax event. We don't have to get into those details right now, but call me if you want to talk about that. But in terms of mimicking the portfolio, I always say we can make it an apples to apples portfolio. Just because you don't have the shares anymore, you know, we can buy that Canadian equity fund that holds the bank shares.
Yeah, but Jason, one step further though is the added protection of having your investment portfolio insured, which means arguably because you have that insurance policy in place for your investments, you can take more risk. So
yep.
what you would traditionally be invested in a stock portfolio, as an example, with an IIROC advisor, you know, he would be having a ton of hedging strategies to ensure, you know, should the market tank, you have an adequate hedge in your portfolio that's already prepared, which could cost you at a little bit more right? How much does options and calls actually cost in a portfolio? But with a seg fund, you have that protection, it being insured. So you can, as you'd mentioned, taking that QQQ fund, which is the US NASDAQ index fund, which you're referring to, which invests in the top 100 NASDAQ companies traded on the NASDAQ, right? That could be risky. Yes. For an 85-year-old.
Yes.
Right? However, at IA, we have that insurance protection, which totally takes you back.
I get it.
In
I
terms
love
of
it.
Risk.
It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And it cracks me up. I always hear people say, well, I'm a really conservative investor, Jason. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's have a look at what you've got. Now look at the portfolio. They've got a stock portfolio with, you know, a dozen different stocks in it. Like, okay, you're so conservative.
Technology stocks.
Technology stocks. Right.
Like meme stocks.
Some silver mine in Peru. And but the point is, regardless of the style of the investor, the risk tolerance of the investor, we can handle it. We can mimic the portfolio. We can enhance the portfolio. We can add those perks that you're talking about, the guarantees. And best of all, wait for it, we can avoid the probate, right?
That's exactly
what we're here
and this
for.
Is exactly why I decided, you know, to take this offer to come speak with you, Jason. You have such a huge opportunity to educate clients about the type of risk that they're taking at the banks and how to be a little bit more creative in ensuring that their beneficiaries are taken care of.
During your time, Angelina Basra is our guest. She is a wholesaler at Insurance Alliance, and you'd mentioned that you had spent some time working for a bank, and which bank, it doesn't really matter. Were these the kind of concerns that people came to you with?
Yeah. I think at a certain age, when clients hit that age where they're thinking about legacy planning, then they start to really think about seg funds and the need for a portion of that in their portfolio. So absolutely, it's a diversification conversation that comes up when clients do hit a certain age.
Diversification, and I would add simplification.
Right.
Right. There's nothing, and I've talked about this on the show before too. I mean, why does a 90-year-old need two TFSAs and a brokerage account and a checking account here and multiple bank statements and all that stuff? There's just really no need for it. So there's something to be said for simplicity, especially when you're the one who has to settle the estate.
And it's cost efficient too, right? Think of the costs that, you know, setting up complex trust structures would be with a lawyer, an accountant. You know, that can be avoided just by investing in a seg fund. Very simple.
Speaking of trust, just as an aside, you know, we do talk about trusts occasionally because often a trust can be used to avoid the probate on the property. So, you know, we don't transfer properties over to the insurance company. We transfer investments and avoid the probate on the investments. But if there's a house, and often there's a house or a cottage or both or several or whatever, and people are worried about the probate on these items, we can avoid probate.ca has a team. There's lawyers on the team. We pass it over to the lawyers. In that case, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I just want the listeners to know that we can use trusts to avoid probate when we need to. Okay, not necessarily with the investments. The investments are the easy part, in my opinion. That's like a no-cost transfer. And people say, well, why is it? How do you get paid? Where's the catch? Well, Angelina pays me. She signs my paycheck because the insurance companies pay the advisors across the board a commission for bringing the business to that particular company. They say, you know, we know you've got options. Thank you for choosing us. Here's the standard commission that we pay all the advisors because there can't be a bias. It can't be like insurance company A pays more than insurance company B.
Right.
Because that would not be healthy for the system. And
right.
The province wouldn't let that happen.
Right. Regulators. Yeah.
Thank you. The regulators would say, nice try. That's not good for the consumer. And so it doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
And that's why when I can say kind of flippantly, and I don't mean to sound rude, when I say, I don't care which financial institution you want to use. If you hate this one and you want to use this one, fine. It doesn't matter to me, even though, you know, we know some are better than others and in different ways.
Right. Yep. And you'd mentioned you get a lot of support from my institution, and we certainly know your name at head office should anything go awry.
Welcome back. Like when he was in high school, they knew his name at the office too.
That's right. Well,
yeah, we should get you to share your contact information with our listeners, Angeline. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you if they have a question?
You know what? I'll defer to Jason on that.
Okay.
You know,
I was just going to say, do you take calls, Angelina? Because
my main clients would be advisors, right. Licensed advisors in Ontario.
Okay.
But, you know, to contact me for a second opinion that's completely neutral, you know, reach out to Jason and then he'll funnel your question over to me and I'm happy to answer that offline.
And you can do that by emailing info@avoidprobate.ca, one word, avoidprobate.ca, or call toll free 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628.
And I also want to, you reminded me, Ted, to remind the listeners, there's lots of information on the website, www.avoidprobate.ca. It is the name of the company, so it's easy to remember. Avoidprobate.ca is the website address where you can find a very handy probate calculator, free to use. Plug in the numbers that you think are relevant, and you'll get an idea of what your probate fees might look like if you don't do the transfer over to the insurance company. And you might be surprised to see how big some of these numbers add up to real quick. You know, tens of thousands of dollars. But I keep saying it's not just about the fee. It's about the nightmare, the process.
It's the waiting, too.
It's the waiting. I just met with a client who's been through probate twice, once for his brother, once for his mother. And they were both over a year long. And so he was very motivated to not have his heirs deal with that process.
Sure.
And so we did a transfer. I should add, this gentleman lives in Millgrove. I keep mentioning the town of Millgrove.
It's a fine place.
I'd never heard of Millgrove before in my life.
My daughter
and now,
lives not far from
now
there.
I've been there like more times in the last few months. And
it's a really pretty part of
it's quickly becoming my favorite part of the province. Yep. Shout out to the Millgrovers or whatever you call the residents.
Millgrovians? I have no idea.
I know. But lovely. I'm happy to go there anytime. It's a good place. Angelina, I know there's more content here. We're going to look at, and this is going to be really popular because we normally do a section on the show called The Mailbag,
mm-hmm.
Self-describing, I guess. And it's a very popular segment. And we may or may not get to it today, but it doesn't matter, I'm going to say, because Angelina kind of brought her own mailbag. And we're going to look at a few scenarios, right?
Yeah.
And part of what we're going to look at includes something known as an annuitant,
yep.
A successor annuitant, mm-hmm. A successor applicant. These are terms, you tell me, I don't think that the bank is using annuitant options as much as the insurance
no.
companies are,
when you
right?
get, no. When you get to terminology like what you're stating, annuitants and beneficiaries, these things relate to life.
Yes.
Right? So they're based on a person's life, which the banks do not have any protection around.
I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad you said it the way you did, because there are so many additional ways to set things up to help to solve the problem, right?
Right.
I always say every situation is different.
Right.
And because of these terms, the successor annuitant, things like that, the insurance companies have, you know, more tools in the toolbox to customize whatever the solution needs to look like for your particular situation.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think we're gonna make the mailbag will be Angelina Basra this week, special mailbag, special edition. Right now, though, we're going to take a quick break, top up your tea or coffee one more time. We're almost there. We'll be right back after this message. Thank you.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this. This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Well, it is time once again to head down to visit our favorite man in the heart of Kensington Market. That's Tom Mahalik at Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin Street. Hello, Tom. How are you?
You know, Ted, months and months ago, years and years ago, I would tell you, you know, you come down on Spadina, and sometimes Spadina can be very busy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Compared to the rest of the city, Spadina is easy peasy. You come down on Spadina, you make a right-hand turn onto Baldwin Street, and the least expensive parking spot in the world is right in Kensington Market. You know, the other day I tried to deliver a garment at Adelaide and Bay. totally impossible. Queen Street shut, King Street is closed, Adelaide you can't drive on. So right now, the premium street in the city is Spadina. And the street guards know that they want to get to Tom's place. So that's why it's open. That's why it's easy to drive on. You know, we got all the advantages, and that parking spot is spectacular.
And, of course, so the reason that we talk about Spadina is because Spadina takes you to Baldwin. Baldwin takes you into the heart of Kensington Market, and that's where you will find Tom's Place. The finest in men's clothing, casual and formal attire as well, and the prices, well, you can't beat the prices. And when you go check out at the counter, make sure you tell Tom that you heard us talking about him with Ted and Jason on the Avoid Probate Show and receive another discount, if that is even humanly possible. My friend, have a great weekend, and we will chat with you. Are you open Labor Day Monday, by the way?
I'm closed Labor Day Monday, but open every other day. Tom's is here to serve and make sure that Spadina is nice and easy to drive on.
190 Baldwin in the heart of Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you. And just to point out to you, of course, the information provided in the program is for general consumption only, not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation, of course, is different, and if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert, or, of course, you can contact Jason. Email info@avoidprobate.ca. One word, avoid probate, is info@avoidprobate.ca. Toll free, 1-844-667-7628. Our guest today, Angelina Basra. She's a wholesaler at Industrial Alliance. And she becomes our first ever special mailbag guest.
Yes, our first ever.
And I think you get a t-shirt when you leave the building today.
Presenter. That's not me.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's an honor to
unfortunately,
hand it
it's
over.
One of Jason's old T-shirts.
I don't think it'll fit.
It might be a little big, yeah, but we don't have to talk about that. Okay, Angelina, you've got some, you know, generic stories, or you tell me what is it you got there for us?
Yeah, well, thanks for this opportunity, Jason. I think the beauty about me coming onto this show and sharing some of my experiences is I get to see and work with a ton of advisors across Ontario. So, of course, you'll know, there's a ton of commonalities that happen with day-to-day lives and clients with large estates that they're trying to protect. So I think some common themes that I see is just the lack of knowledge behind, you know, having investments at the bank versus having investments at an insurance company, which you alluded to earlier,
the terminology. Yeah, we're changing that 1 week at a time.
Yeah. So I think the linchpin in all of this is understanding that these accounts are based on lives, right? So the account holder at IA would be the annuitant. So that would be the life that the contract is based upon. And of course, the beneficiaries, which would be the end client. So should the annuitant pass away in the situation, be a mother and father, you know, or father, you know, that would pass off to the beneficiary. So those two and successor annuitants, which of course we know what the word successor means. And so should the primary annuitant, which would be the account holder, pass away, there is a successor in place, which would, you know, be the surviving spouse in a very simple example. So with those things in mind, you know, you can look at your portfolio at the bank and, you know, you don't have those options.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm sure for many of the listeners, the term annuitant is something that's new to them that they haven't heard before, they're not familiar with, but it's a way of saying it's the life insured. Again, not talking about life insurance, but it's the person whom the investment policy in this case is based on. It's based on that person's life. And that matters because their age determines, you know, which other guarantees that are applicable. And we talked that earlier. So that's why that matters.
Right, right. And to go one step further, in the situation of probate and, you know, moving an estate over to your beneficiaries, your death would trigger those instances. You know, would trigger that transfer of wealth.
Yeah, and I like to tell, you know, my clients that, you know, upon passing, and again, instead of dealing with the probate nightmare, your beneficiaries will, like, I mean, I need a death certificate. I send you the death certificate. you look at the beneficiaries, you cut the check, and you say, have a nice life. That's it. It's as simple as that. Right,
right, right, right. And if you wanted to take it out of the institution, you could take it out. And if you wanted to flip it into a policy for yourself, you're certainly able to do that. It doesn't necessarily need to be a check that's passed off to you. But I think the point here is the ease of transfer.
Yes. Yes.
It can take up to a week to 2 weeks at the most.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a key difference between someone investing at the bank, whether it's a brokerage account through a direct investing account where that holds stocks, or, you know, a portfolio with an IROC investor, advisor, sorry. So that would be the key difference. When you're looking at your policy, you do have a life that needs to be, that the policy is based upon. And should you pass away, your beneficiaries would receive either an income stream or a lump sum. An example that I often see is a wealth transfer for a blended family. So as an example, you have a stepmother, a father, and then a stepchildren and, you know, children from their previous relationship. So there is a way that you can structure a contract so the beneficiaries from the previous relationship, you know, should the husband pass away, you know, kids from his previous relationship would be protected, even if the policy transfers over to the stepmother. So there's certain protections we have at IA where we, upon, you know, the husband's death in the situation, the account would be rolled over to the spouse, the surviving spouse, but say her stepchildren, she may not necessarily have a relationship with, or she may not like, there's still no way to have them off the accounts. And so should she pass, there would be a death benefit and those children would get taken
care
of.
She can't, she survives the husband's death.
Correct.
You're saying she can't she can't make changes that would exclude the, she can't do it?
Nope.
Because they all have to sign off on any changes as well,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's through the irrevocable beneficiary
option. If they're irrevocable beneficiaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any changes made to the policy, of course, in, you know, in this case, you'd be looking at beneficiary designations, would need their signatures.
Got it.
Right. And of course, they can either receive that, if depending on how large the portfolio is, they can choose to receive that in an income stream that can't be broken, or a lump sum. And so if you have large estates that are getting transferred to minors, as an example, you can transfer that through an income stream. So that be a monthly payment, an annual payment. There's a way that you can control.
And remind me, you call that inheritance my way?
Yeah, you call that, it's an annuity settlement option or an inheritance your way option. It's just the way that we can structure the transfer of wealth.
Yeah,
and we could do both.
And I was going to say, all that gets done, you know, at the plan level instead of having to hire a lawyer to draft a family trust.
Exactly.
Right.
So super simple, easy to understand. And again, this could be done
a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
And it's not carved in stone, right? It can be adjusted.
As long as the annuitant's alive, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's an example that I came across last week that's probably worth mentioning. I had a situation where a joint power of attorney was invoked, both at the bank and at IA. And so this person, for argument's sake, is 90 years old. Let's call her Sue. Sue became mentally impaired and the POAs had to be invoked at that time.
Yep.
So her $2 million portfolio sitting at the bank is now in the hands of two daughters who haven't spoken in years. And so the advisor in this situation was super clever in setting up a small, very small policy at IA. And so it was a non-registered policy. As we know, non-registered policies at the bank cannot, or accounts rather, my apologies, at the bank cannot have beneficiaries on
them.
Right. So she basically set this up at IA, had beneficiaries put on the contract, both of them, the daughters that don't speak to each other. And so on, you know, because she's in this state where joint POA is now invoked, she had the intent to have that $2 million portfolio at the bank roll over to IA, just so should she pass away, you know, suddenly her two daughters would be taken care of.
Right.
And so we were able to do that transaction. It was a lot of work to have those two POAs in the same room, but should there be an event where both of them don't want to speak, the advisor has options to get around that. But overall, her investments, at least, we're not talking about the house.
It's a good solution, as usual. And And I talk about how much I hate joint accounts all the time, but we don't have time to get into that right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to leave it there for now. Andrew,
okay.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
It was amazing having you, and I hope you can come back and join us again some other time.
Thank you.
For another update. We're going to go to our last break, and we'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. And if should you wish to chat with Jason during the course of the week, you can do so by emailing him at info@avoidprobate.ca or telephone him toll-free 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628.
Yep. Mr. Laidler. Thanks, Ted. I think that's going to wrap it up for another week on the Avoid Probate Show. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you're doing it on a regular basis on your Sunday mornings. I think we're having a growing audience, Ted, from what I'm hearing out there. Thank you once again to our amazing guest today, Angelina Basra of Industrial Alliance. That was very informative. Thank you to our producer, Kelly, for keeping us on track and sort of on track. Thanks, Ted Walshin, for decades of radio excellence. Ted, next week, same bat channel.
You got it.
Do it again.
You got it. Have a great long weekend.
Oh, yes, that's right. You should take Monday off, Ted.
I will do that. Thank you very much. Off what? I'm not sure, but...
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.